Welcome back to The Best in Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hom, Nam Phan, and Patty Cohen. First trivia question was, of the four Beatles, who is known as the Quiet Beatle? Anyone?
George.
George Harrison, that is correct. One of my quick mention here for Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael, they are open for takeout and delivery. So how many of you people are sitting home going, I'm tired of cooking, I want to go out? Well, here, go on.
Right here.
Nice pizza, yeah. Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael, 415-454-4300, or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com. All right, Nam, you wanted to ask Patty a question?
Yeah, so on the last segment, Mark was talking about a lot of efficiencies, you know, happening because people need to alter their way of doing business. So I wanted to find out from you, Patty. You said things are moving a lot faster. Have there been new processes that have been implemented in, you know, showing a home or, you know, transacting, going through documents with your clients? I know DocuSign's been around for a while, but are there things that you've seen happen in the last, you know, 30, 45 days to get a sale done that have staying power?
Yeah.
You know, so,
well, that's a great question. I mean, some people have bought houses without even going inside. I haven't seen that happen. I mean, I wasn't experienced that. But, you know, people are wearing masks, gloves, and booties. And that's going to continue for a while. I don't know how long. The big question that everyone has is what's going to happen in the fall. But that being, putting that aside, I think that there's going to be less tire kickers out there because so much is available online. You can see a video. You can drive by. There's a lot you can surmise from all that. Rarely do you get. I mean, a lot of times actually you do because realtors tend to like the photos over promise and over deliver. But I think there's going to be a lot more respect to the homeowner, even though so you will have, you know, 50 people at an open house. I don't know when we'll have Sunday open houses. I don't know when we'll have brokers open.
Well, at least also with virtual showings, you won't have to worry about people stealing your jewelry.
That's right. Right,
so quick question actually comes in here. An email question comes in. I figure since you're talking about this, it's right up your alley here. For Patty, it looks like the rules for showing a house are starting to ease up soon. How much more business do you expect when that happens? Or is the virtual tours enough?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, here's the easing. The first 15 days, or really the first week, everything just stopped. And then they realized, okay, if you're an escrow, you have to let an inspector in, or you have to let the buyer measure or whatever. So, but then as of April 1st, we were able to show houses, but not if they were owner occupied. Now, I had a couple sellers that said, you know what, it's my house and I can let them in. So they had to drive by, they had to look at the videos, they had to like wear mask gloves and everything else, just as you would a vacant house, and not touch anything. So that's what we're operating under now, which happened May 1st. Now we can show occupied houses. And people are out in droves. I mean, I shouldn't say in droves. People are out. It's a frenzy. The buyer and the seller balance, supply and demand, is pretty balanced the way it always is.
I'm noticing a lot more traffic than I did, you know, a month ago.
Exactly.
Now, I know some people are going out hiking, go to the beach and all that kind of stuff, but I don't want to say it's business as usual, but it sure seems like there's a lot more people out, doesn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Patty, I've seen a bunch of articles, posts in the real estate blogs talking about that the high end, a lot of sellers pulled their high end homes off the market, and there seems to be a shortage in that area. And again, this was a nationwide or California wide. Are you seeing that in Marin and San Francisco as well?
Well, that was initially, but they're back out, and the higher end is selling. And I think that Marin is also going to benefit from people leaving the city where it's close quarters. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I think all of the suburbs in the Bay Area are going to benefit, or everywhere is going to benefit from that.
Yeah, somehow it's just closed for $4,600 a square foot. You know,
that was Stinson Beach.
Yeah,
that was an outlier. You're talking about that one.
Yeah, but still,
$3,800 a square foot.
I mean, that is just ridiculous.
That was Phil Lesh's house.
Oh, was it really?
Was it?
Yeah. And I mean, so somebody wanted it. And see, what's happening too is people with really big money like that, that can just do it, go over asking, well, they want a shelter in place. And people are spending more time in their homes. So they're really looking at, like, is this where I want to be? I can afford more.
Very good point.
Yeah. But we're
going to... You know, that brings up one thing, you know, because we've got a few more minutes in the segment. This might not be the first and only shelter in place that we're going to experience. This could be something that happens with more frequency. And for example, if there's another SARS like there was 10 years ago, if that happens again next year, something similar, you can bet that the government's probably not going to take the lax reaction that they had 10 years ago, but will probably have the same reaction they've had to COVID-19. And so you're absolutely right. I think where there, for a while there was this trend towards smaller homes. Maybe that's going to reverse and people are going to go, you know what, we're going to do less traveling, spend less time on airplanes and spend more time creating a family compound where we can enjoy and relax and feel safe.
Yeah. And also, if schools are going to close, maybe I want a second home where I don't have to get on an airplane, like Stinson or like Tahoe.
Or a second home to just send the kids to.
Exactly.
Absolutely. No, it's interesting how this is all going to flesh out differently. You know, it's, the fires are having certain impacts on, certainly on inventory. And less than half of the homes that, the tens of thousands of homes that burnt down in California in the last 3 years, less than half have been rebuilt. And we were already behind the eight ball in terms of building new homes. You know, so when you look at all these various things, it just bodes well for people investing in their home, investing in bigger homes if they want to do more staycations, and just in terms of home values themselves remaining stable, you know, in spite of the fact that for all intents and purposes, we're probably in a recession right now.
You know, and I wonder if you'll get more neighbors to kind of stand up and argue for no more building such and such because they don't want to have neighbors do things that'll, you know, impact their health potential. You know what I mean?
NIMBYism will never go away.
Yeah, exactly. It might even be more. Hey, Patty, before we get to the break, why don't you give out your information in case people have questions about real estate?
Sure. I'm Patty Cohn, that's PATTICOHN, at Compass. I'm based out of Marin County, and I'm at 415-722-4842.
All right, we're going to cut to another commercial break. When we come back, we have an email for Mark and Nam that discusses deferments and how to handle those. All right, here's our second trivia question. This is also a fairly easy one. In Disney's Pinocchio, what animal does Pinocchio get trapped inside? Now, Nan, you got to get this one because you have a daughter.
I don't think we watched that. I don't let her watch that.
Now. You know, it's so funny. I didn't see Pinocchio until about...
They haven't remade Pinocchio. That's why we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You haven't seen what?
If they would remake Pinocchio like they'd remade everything else, then we'd probably all have seen it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's actually kind of scary, some of it. That's why I waited until I was 56 years old to see it. All right, call 888-912-1190. First caller with the correct answer is going to win that tanning certificate. In Disney's Pinocchio, what animal does Pinocchio get trapped inside of? Stay with us. You're listening to The Best in Investing. We're going to be right back.